Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to an episode of Hypecast.
Hypecast.
Woo. Show about stuff and or things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I am your other co-host, David Bell. And who do we got here?
I'm guest Starlene Hodge.
Hi, Star.
Hey, Star.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm exhausted, but I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Same.
It's gonna be a real chill one. Me and Tom, we just recorded two podcasts. Already, we're on our third.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
So
oh.
we're gonna take it nice and slow.
I've been working for 13 hours, and I gotta work for several hours more after we're done recording.
So. Oh God, I'm so sorry, fellas.
It's gonna be some weird energy on this episode.
It's fine. As if there isn't weird energy on the other episodes,
right?
It's gonna be different energy.
It's just gonna be slightly different energy, yeah.
Yeah, a different type of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to talk about trailers?
Yes.
Dude, I can't wait to talk about trailers.
You guys want to talk about the Black Widow trailer?
I guess.
Sure. Sure. It's this is a tough one because, I mean, this is like a movie that's like super obvious for them to have made, but they should have made it like 5 years ago.
Exactly. I saw somebody tweet something about this would have been great in 2013.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's when this movie would have been appropriate. I don't care about this character at all anymore.
Yeah, it's weird to put out because it's supposed to take place after Civil War, but before Infinity War. So it's like,
I don't know why, but I'm feeling the opposite. I'm feeling kind of hyped for this. I hear what you guys are saying,
yeah.
And I think that might be why I'm hyped, because I know this movie doesn't matter.
So you're like, it has nothing to lose.
Exactly, and I like David Harbour's in there,
yeah,
and like she's skydiving and fighting dudes while things are exploding around her, mm-hmm. And I realized this a while ago, but it had never like clicked. She's my favorite to watch fight.
Yeah, she's a great fighter.
Because the other ones, it's all CGI. It's all like zapping people with mm-hmm. CGI. They actually get a stunt woman to like do ninja shit.
Yeah.
And she's legit like an action hero.
Yeah.
And so watching this reminded me of that. And it was like, oh, fuck yeah. This is like going to be a legit action movie.
I'm sure it'll be perfectly acceptable. I'm also like, Scarlett Johansson's like burned all her goodwill with me.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I'm just kind of like, I'm not rooting for you anymore. Right. If I go see it, it's because I want to see all the other people in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't want her to get my money anymore.
Yeah. Right. It's like, not only should it have come out, you know, 5 years ago because of then we wouldn't have had this weird, this Marvel fatigue set in, and we wouldn't be in a place where it's like, well, this character's dead. So, but yeah, the other thing is that it's also been like, you know, 5-6 years of Scarlett Johansson saying dumbass things.
Yeah, yeah, weird, like, dumb stuff. Yeah. It's like stuff that she did not need to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just answering questions that weren't asked.
Yeah.
just
it's
offering her opinions.
Right. It's that meme, you know, it's what you should have said was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, man, I want to root for you, and I can't anymore.
She just wakes up one day like, I feel like I should defend Woody Allen publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's stuff like,
yeah,
that,
like,
where she's
why?
Just like,
I feel like I should equate me playing a person of color to me playing a tree.
Yes. Yeah. Somebody, I wish I remember who tweeted it, but it was going around. It was saying, Black Widow is a momentous movie for the Asian community or something like that. Along those lines. I know I butchered that, and I'm sorry to whoever actually tweeted that, but I chuckled at that joke, and yeah. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to like it, but I did.
Did you guys see, what is it, Ghost in the Shell?
No.
I saw the anime.
Okay, yeah. I watched the anime with you, Star, I believe.
The anime was
for the first
weird.
Time, so I had to watch the stupid remake, and it is, in fact, very forgettable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like the Aeon Flux, the live action Aeon Flux.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Where you're like, this doesn't translate.
Yeah, why
like,
do this?
Because even the anime, like, I understand why it has, like, historical animation hype.
Yeah.
But it's not a good story.
No, that's the thing.
It's just like, oh, look at cartoons made for grown-ups. That's rare. And that's why it's popular.
Yeah, even if they nailed the casting, which they did not, if they had, it still, I don't think, would have translated.
No. No, it's not big enough of a property to be right. like a $200 million movie.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, it's neat though that this is directed by a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think somebody pointed out at Collider the other day that correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all of the Marvel and DC movies that are coming out next year are all directed by women and about women superheroes.
Right.
I think that's great,
which also means I don't necessarily have to see this movie.
Right.
It's like, oh, all right. Like, I don't have to see it to, like, promote the idea that, like, women directors mm-hmm. are a thing. It's just like, right. oh, there's more. Great. This is exactly how it should be.
Right. This is how it should be. Yeah.
I am, like, it is great, but I hate that they're doing it now after the fact.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
And I think there's going to be Marvel fatigue. And I think people are going to be like, see what happens
exactly,
when you let them SJWs make stuff.
Yep.
Like, I feel like it's, I wish they had done this a decade ago,
yeah.
but it is fucking better late than never.
It's still going to make a ton of money.
Yeah.
And like, at least if anything, you always have like, well, Captain Marvel was great and it did really mm-hmm. well. So mm-hmm. like that excuse is dampened by that.
Yeah. I don't know. I get the stuff with Scarlett Johansson. That's unavoidable. But watching this trailer, I legitimately was like, I want to see this. I'm really...
Yeah.
Because it had Captain America Winter Soldier vibes to it, which is another movie that, like, everybody talks about. It's not underrated or anything, but it's, like, real stunts. I really like real stunts.
It's going to end with, like, there was actually a Black Widow clone at the end or whatever, and like that's how she's gonna come back to life. Because I'm like, I don't understand why you make this movie unless she's coming back to life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, man.
Could be.
Like, there's a backup Natasha somewhere
in
a cryo thing.
Fell out of a clone vat. Like,
yeah.
I think the repeatable premise is they're gonna keep doing like it old adventures that she went on. I don't know. It's that thing where I'm watching, and this is the problem with all the standalone where you're like, why aren't you getting your friends? You know, why aren't you getting them super friends to show up and fucking help you with this?
It's the conceit of all the comic books too, where it's like, look, we can really only team up for the really big things, like, because everybody has their own shit to handle.
Yeah. And honestly, the only time that bugs me is in like Endgame, where Captain Marvel is like, well, gonna go now. And it's like, half of the universe, where are you going? She's like, I have business on other planets. And it's like, yeah, okay. But half the universe, we're going after the Thanos guy. Like when they're in the movie, but they have to like nerf them in some way.
Right. They have to make her fuck off.
Yeah. Which made zero sense.
Well, no, actually that is because you keep saying half the universe. It's like, yeah, she has to go check in with the other half of the universe that's not
right,
planet Earth.
They're like going after Thanos and shit.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
like she can check on half the universe or she can bring them all back by helping her friends. Like, they're doing the thing, the main thing.
Oh, right, yeah, when they're doing the time travel shit. Yeah, she would have been a useful one to bring back in time.
She would have been super useful to bring back in time.
Yeah, they do this excuse, like, oh, she has other things to tend to, and it's like, oh, okay, other than the most important thing in the universe right now?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they could have really used her. Oh, well.
And they weren't on a deadline, right?
No.
At that moment?
No, it was time travel.
It's time travel. Yeah. Like, they could have waited. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. What
the fuck? Just call your god friend. Mm-hmm.
Why would you need two regular ass humans on this trip when you could have easily just sent Captain Marvel?
What a swap in Hawkeye.
What a stupid waste of that time travel shit to give it to two regular ass humans. That's true.
They sent back the traitor robot. The robot lady who until like a little while ago was bad. They're like, yeah, you can go too. Like there's so many people that they could go to first.
Wait, did they send back three humans? Because they sent back Rhodey too, right?
I don't think so. They send back Scott, but Scott at least has the Pym, the shrinking stuff.
I thought they sent back Rhodey to go with.
No, I don't remember. I'm getting confused because Scarlett Johansson and Renner, I'm forgetting their character names for some reason.
Yeah.
They went together, but they were with Robot Girl. And I think Rhodey was with Robot Girl for a half a second.
I think so.
He might have been.
Yeah, they went to get from Quill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they sent three humans.
Yeah. When one of them has to fucking die to get the Soul Stone, I feel like Captain Marvel, if she was there, she'd be like, it's cool. I'll just like light speed you to a hospital or like use my witch powers to revive you somehow.
Yeah.
Like there's got to be an out there. Or she could have just beaten the crap out of Red Skull and taken it. They could have really used her.
Yeah, she would have been pretty helpful.
Yeah. Next trailer?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
No Time to Die, the James Bond film.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig didn't want to do.
No.
But I mean, that paycheck, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that paycheck, though. He also, they got to bring in some writers that he wanted to work with, like Phoebe Waller-Bridge, I know, was brought on. And Scott Burns, I think, the writer that works with Soderbergh a lot. Mm-hmm. So, and it's Cary Fukunaga, right? It's the True Detective director.
Oh. It looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's every James Bond movie, it's like every Mission Impossible where it looks good. I'm gonna go see it, I'm gonna enjoy it, and then I'm never gonna see it again.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen all the James Bonds, even like the Daniel Craig ones. He's like my first Bond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So like, I think I've seen two of the four.
I think, what is it? It's Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre.
I've seen
Skyfall and I've seen Casino Royale.
So you've seen the good ones.
Yeah. Because everyone was just like, don't see those other ones. I was like, all right, I'm not dedicated.
Yeah, so. Spectre's, they present it as like, and that's it for this Bond. Yeah. And then this, but it's fine. Whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it looks pretty, like it looks fun. There's going to be a lot of like gadgets. I like the gadgets.
Yeah.
I like the machine guns in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was cool. I like Black Lady Bond. She's dope.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, for sure. I'm into it.
Yeah. There's talk of like moving Bond away from just being like a womanizer, violent guy, but it seems like it's still that.
Yeah, what Phoebe Waller-Bridge had said in an interview that she gave was like, it's less about making him adjust because he's kind of going to be the same character, and it's more like making the world around him adjust.
Which
makes sense to me.
Yeah, and also like they've been doing this for the other films. Like they address the fact that he's just an alcoholic and a sociopath in the other films.
he's kind of a disaster of a man when he's not,
yeah, he is.
When he's not engaging in secret agent shit.
No, and that's the point of him is that he's a killer.
He's trained to do the one thing good and everything else he's not so good at, which is
exactly
like most humans, you know how to do the thing you know really well.
Right.
Yeah. I like that, though. That humanizes him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. And I think that's a good way to handle the fact that, yeah, he is a super dated character. But, you know, those people exist.
The trailer made it seem like he wanted to be retired, too, right? He was just like, I don't want to do this shit either.
Oh, no, yeah, God.
this Bond... Specifically, this Bond.
It was just like, I don't want to jump off a bridge. I'm tired of this.
I'm old.
He's had a rough go of it from the start. He showed up in Casino Royale like, hey, I'm James Bond. And they're like, we're going to smash your testicles.
Yeah.
And they just
beat his balls in.
And it's like, man, right out of the gate, having a bad time as
just
Bond.
Flogging his nuts with a rope.
Yeah, it just never gets better. And like, we're gonna kill people you love and smash your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Bond.
I think it's also really the only, he's the only Bond that's had a strict continuity between the movies.
Yes.
So it's like the shit is compiling, like it's compounding as happens to him.
I mean, he should really be the bad guy by the end of this movie.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
He should turn into Javier Bardem in Skyfall.
Yeah.
Just be like, fuck all y'all.
Yep. Yeah. This is crap.
Yeah.
They brought Christoph Waltz back. I didn't know that they were going to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure he wanted money. That's easy. Sure. They put him in one of them villain cages.
Yeah, he just has to be Hannibal Lecter for a few scenes. That's probably easy. Yeah. $1 or $2 million he made.
Yeah, he gets to sit.
Gets a
couple days
sit
worth of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some shit,
put the shit
his
on
face
your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, Christoph, just do, you remember the thing you did? Just do that again. You're good. Action. We'll get you out of here in 20 minutes.
And then Rami Malek has shit glued to his face, too. It's like,
he does. He's all scarred up.
Why do they keep gluing shit to people's faces?
Because Bond villains, man.
How do you know they're a bad guy?
That's
if they don't
right
have stuff on their face.
You gotta like splash some acid on them or give them an eye patch or something.
Yeah. That's how you become evil.
That's right. That's true.
That's what's going to happen to Bond. He's going to get a gnarly scar and that'll be it for him. They're like, fuck. They're
like, I'm not pretty. I got to kill people. Or in the Spectre, there's a guy with metal thumbs. Remember that guy?
I never saw Spectre, but I remember Dave Bautista had metal thumbs in it.
Yeah, what was that guy's deal?
I don't know.
He's like, I'm going to get some metal thumbs. Fuck it. And then he used them. He was like, I push you with my metal thumbs. And I was like, all right, bro, that's weird.
It's weird. That's weird that you decided to make that your thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was, yeah.
Maybe like train a cobra or something. Can get something a little cooler than metal thumbs. Why the metal thumbs?
I mean, they are effective. It's better than Jaws, frankly, with the metal teeth. It's like you can only, all you can do with those is bite things.
I mean,
and that's awkward.
Yeah, metal thumbs, you could like break things. Yeah,
that's
hold
true
on to things for a long time.
Also, okay, metal teeth, it sounds vicious, but you don't have metal gums, right?
No.
So if you clock someone with metal teeth, yeah, it'll hurt your hand. But if you got like brass knuckles on, they're gonna lose those metal teeth. Probably
right.
Yes.
Easier.
Yes.
And you can't just bite through steel.
God, metal teeth would be the worst. Could you imagine trying to eat ice cream?
Imagine biting your tongue.
Oh,
that's it for you.
It's a bad thing to have. It doesn't give.
I'm
it
just
gives
thinking
them a
of, like,
disadvantage.
Any type of temperature sensitivity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like anything super hot, anything super cold, you're fucked. That's gonna be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's why he's pissed.
Yeah,
I don't think he speaks either, and now we know why.
Yeah, can't go through metal detectors. He has to explain he's got metal teeth to people.
That's a quick explanation.
Yeah,
you just open your mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think it is though, because he'd be like, I have metal teeth, and they'd be like, why? And then he'd have to explain that.
Dentist man, I don't know. I went to a college for dentistry.
Yeah,
it was cheap.
It would have been cheap, yeah, right?
I went to college on Cybertron, and I wanted to try to blend in.
James Bond.
Yeah.
Good times.
I didn't see Spectre. Bond is one of those series that I kind of go up and down on, and I've been in a pretty down period for Bond, but I'll go see this.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
more.
I would see this.
There's more bad ones than good ones in general, right?
Yeah, but some of the bad ones are really fun.
Yes, that's the thing.
Like those Roger Moore movies are fucking bonkers, and I love them.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with these new ones, because they're not fun when they're bad. Like Quantum of Solace is like...
I still have yet to see that, because that's all I've ever heard about it, is that it's crap. So I'm like, well, I'm not watching that.
Well, it's not bad, it's just you sitting there watching it. It's the kind of movie that you're like, you get an hour in, you're like, I could be watching something
else. Is this
a
bad movie night type movie, or no?
No, that's the thing, is because the new Bonds, when they're bad, they're just sort of like meh. They're bland. They're just like, the action is like, it's, they're still giving it their all, like there's still like cool things in it, but it's
one of the problems with that movie too is it was famously made during the writer's strike.
Yeah.
And
so they were just making it up as they go.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next trailer. Ip Man 4.
I'm excited.
Oh yeah, this looks sweet.
I want all of this. I want everything about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
Is this the first one where he comes to America?
I didn't see.
Is he in
three.
America?
Okay.
He's in America in the very beginning. That's true.
I guess like when he fought Mike Tyson in one of them. So I imagine.
Yeah, that's three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one. I should.
Yeah, we should watch that one.
We've seen one and two already. Like, why stop there?
Yeah. Let's watch him fight Mike Tyson. That's got to be fucking weird.
Yeah, that's going to be wild. He's fighting Adkins in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it looks beautiful. The fighting looks amazing. I would not want to be punched by that guy. He punches so fast.
Yeah, hell yeah. He punches you like 58 times in a minute.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, that's so fast. This is so good.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's hilarious to watch him fight anybody and lose, where you're like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
No, he's, yeah.
You seen how fast he punches?
Yeah. The trailer was cut weird. Did I see Jackie Chan's son in here?
It was Donnie Chan, right? Is that his name?
I think so,
is that Jackie Chan's son? I haven't actually looked that up.
I don't know
if that's actually his son.
Okay.
That just might be another like Chinese action star.
Yeah, I have to admit, apart from Donnie Yen, I didn't recognize anybody else. Him and Scott Adkins, that's it.
Because, I mean, the guy who's playing the Bruce Lee lookalike looks a lot like Bruce Lee.
Yes, he does.
I was like, oh. And I was just like, is that the same guy from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? He immediately looked it up and I was like, nope.
No, that guy's different name is guy. Mike Moe. He came into Collider actually to promote Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Nice.
And
I was just like, but then I realized I'm like, oh, and once he was wearing the sunglasses a lot.
Yeah, that did a lot.
So it obscured his features. Yeah.
That guy's legit. Martial arts badass too. He came in and did stuff. It's like, wow, you're awesome.
Like, I would just like a day to like just hang out and pseudo train. I wouldn't be good.
Oh no.
But I would just love to like just give me like an ounce of that experience.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. I mean, I'm 36 and I can barely move, but
mm-hmm.
Sure. Let me throw a kick.
You'd be able to punch hard. You could punch hard.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe to like 50 times in a row, but like but like one or two good punches in
like
there.
Maybe like once or twice. I can get a good shot in there.
I would try the kicking. I wouldn't be good at the punching, but I would do some kicks. That'd be dope. I wouldn't be able to get high up, but I could kick somebody in the shins.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, that'd be great. I love like kung fu movies and just like any martial arts movie where especially like you could tell like they care so much about the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure the action is clear and you could tell what's going on. It's just, it's great. It's so great.
For the record, I followed up on my Jackie Chan quest. It's Danny Chan. He has no relation.
Mm.
He doesn't, looking at these pictures, he doesn't look like him at all. He did play Bruce Lee.
Already?
In a TV series.
Oh, well, there you go. Cool. I mean, he looks like Bruce Lee. Like, those are very similar facial features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that checks out. Yeah, I'm excited for this. I got to catch up.
Yeah, we're going to watch this movie. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the next one. This is Messiah on Netflix?
Yes. You know, I wrote down in the notes, I was like, at least Jesus isn't white.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if he ends up being the Antichrist, mm-hmm. which I think that's where they're going to go with it, I'm going to be a little bit more bummed out.
There will be a lot of people bummed out. Like,
like, I almost wish it was just a straight up positive religious movie.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm like, well, okay.
Is it a series? It's a series.
I think it's just a series.
Movie. Is it?
Yeah.
Series?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
So it's going to last a while. Mm. I'm cautiously excited for this garbage.
I'm afraid that he's going to be, that main guy is going to be the Antichrist, and then they're going to have like some regular like white dude come in and just be like, actually, I'm...
Or I think they. Okay, I think they know.
I've come back, and I'm going to get rid of this one, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they know better, though, right?
Do they?
I don't know. That show Bodyguard got a lot of heat.
I never saw that.
It was just like yet another example of
this.
There are so few like Western TV series or movies that have Arab people in roles where they're not just the fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
Yes. It just seems like, because they're making in this Jesus Middle Eastern, which he was, and they must be aware of that by introducing
them.
It'd be just such a hate crime to be like, and now here's white Jesus to take it over.
That's so blatant.
Well, even if they don't even if they just make him the Antichrist, it's still kind of a hate crime.
It would be horrible. Yes.
I don't think they will, though.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know why I have weird faith in this.
If it's straight up just like another, like if it's straight up just a religious movie and this guy is Jesus and he saves everybody at the end, I'd be like, you know what? Not for me, I'm glad like... they didn't, you know.
I think this is going to be mystery box garbage where he's like an alien or something, like where it's like that. Like, I think this is going to be hot garbage that's like purposefully confusing and like, ooh, what's going on?
How did he get out of that prison cell?
Yeah, and like, is he Jesus or is he not? Like, I don't think this is actually about Jesus. That's my guess.
It's... like the,
they
the,
could fix it by making Jesus a little girl. If a little girl has to go and she like shows up and it's just like, actually, I'm the next coming. But, right. And then like doing a twist that way. But even then I'd be like, oh, this is still garbage.
Yeah. It's going to be garbage. I think it's going to be garbage no matter what, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, almost certainly. The basic idea is not like, that's kind of interesting to me. Like, what would it... If you took the same story of Jesus and put it in modern day, like how would governments react to this guy?
Right.
That like, is an interesting
That's interesting. Because it would kind of be like this.
It's like a gritty Jack Ryan type. Like, that's how they're presenting it.
Yeah, that's why I want it to stay. Like if in the end he really is Jesus or whatever... then it's fine. Then sure. It's just like, I'm curious how you guys are doing it. But if he turns at all, it's so disappointing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just like, we don't need this right now.
The trailer's taking itself so seriously.
Yeah.
And I think they think they have something very deep to say.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be hilarious
no matter what.
The
Jesus character is going to like interact with the Trumpian like president in this world and like convert him.
Or blow his head up.
Oh man!
Whatever gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, if that happens, I'm watching.
Yeah,
if Jesus just walks around blowing people's heads up.
That's one of the powers, right, in the Bible. I've never read the Bible, but I assume Jesus can detonate your head.
Yeah,
like he's Dr. Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. I bet he could if he wanted to.
Yeah, he's Jesus. He could blow up your head.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his power list is.
Right.
No, he can walk on water.
I don't know Jesus' power set.
And he can multiply food.
He's got aqua affinity.
He can make water into wine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the power that is.
He could heal diseases.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's got lay on hands. He's like a cleric.
Oh my God, you're right. Jesus is a cleric.
Yeah. That checks out.
Would you say he's a paladin, though? Like a paladin cleric?
Yes, he's a paladin.
Yeah, he is.
Well, actually, no, he's not. Because a paladin has to, like, is sworn to, like, destroy evil. And that's not what he does. Right? Like,
sure.
He tries to, like, minister to people and, like...
Right. I mean, he's not doing anything right now.
That's true. Yeah, he's been dead for quite a while.
Yeah. He's riding dinosaurs or whatever.
I hope
whatever
so.
Whatever he does on his downtime. Until he comes back to appear in a Netflix show.
Right.
What if this was Jesus?
What if it is Jesus? What if this was Jesus's pitch to Netflix?
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to run with this.
Let me show run it. And I've got, here's the Bible. No, not that one. The show Bible, where I have five seasons planned out.
Oh, man. Oh, I want that plot. I want a plot of Jesus coming back and he just wants to make it big in Hollywood.
He's trying to sell a show.
There is a manga about Jesus and Buddha coming back to vacation on Earth and they're just like roommates and they hang out in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the premise.
Good.
That's that's just them like chill in Japan. Jesus has stigmata every once in a while when he's stressed out. And like people keep looking at Buddha's hair because it's like these like little bead pebble things.
Sure.
Because he looks like the statue.
Right. Mm.
So like that's generally the gist. It's really wholesome. They're nice.
It sounds wholesome.
They're really nice people.
His roommates. I want
to. They have to get jobs because they realize they need to like buy things and pay rent.
I want Jesus to come back and make TV shows. And I want the premise to be that his shows aren't very good, but everybody's like, "Well, it's Jesus." I mean,
guess we gotta put
greenlight this. Yeah,
it's like these dumb, irrelevant sitcoms.
Yeah, and everybody's like, "It's got to be good, right? Jesus made it."
Yeah,
yeah, that's a show.
Oh, I just have to be like, "Oh, poor Jesus."
Yeah, he's. I mean, that's the thing. He's not. Nothing in the Bible says he's good at making TV shows. So it's like, why would we assume he'd be good at that?
Yeah, I don't know if he would be a good storyteller. Is he a good storyteller?
I don't know.
I think so, right?
I'm the least qualified person to be talking about.
He like gave like the Sermon on the Mount and everything, right? Isn't that right?
Oh my God, I don't. This is the worst. It's been so long since I had to know any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all like just bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. I didn't step into a church until I was 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that like? But we don't need to know that.
No. My parents tried to bring me once as a kid and I freaked out and they had to turn around and drive away real fast. Like in The Omen.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like.
I'm just saying stuff.
I was like, is this a reference to a thing? Yeah. I feel like this is a reference.
Let's just move on. Let's move on.
Yes,
in the line of duty.
This looks like has the word duty in
it. It really looks so dumb.
This looks like such garbage. I can't wait. Aaron Eckhart as a cop on the streets, and he meets a millennial, and for some reason he brings her along.
That's what I said. I was just like, why did they make the streaming angle of the story so dumb?
It's just so dumb. I can't wait.
It was definitely written by, like, people over 50, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like 40-year-olds would know better.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the sweaty-ass excuse they have for why he has to team up with this live streamer.
And has to live stream the investigation.
Yeah. Well, she's like, you bring me along, but I'll live stream it.
Why is she along at all?
I assume she's, like, a witness or something. Or, like, she has some sort of relevance to his case. Or... he's like, I need the truth to get out, so I'm gonna live stream. Like, I don't know. There's no good answer.
Right. There's no reason that's not the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. There's no explanation. There's no way they're getting out of this one.
That's not the stupidest fucking thing ever.
He's doing it for the clout, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Smash that like button.
Yeah. I love premises like this because it is like you watch and you're like, there's literally nothing they could do to make this work.
No, this is the dumbest shit.
You shot the only witness to this kidnapping. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. No, this is bad.
If she's like a witness and they need her, you bring her to the police station. So like the cops have to be in on it or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just has to be a ridiculous series of events.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's going to be the worst. It's like
beautiful trash.
Oh my gosh.
It's perfect. Shiny, beautiful trash. Yeah. Like a beacon.
Just a glorious hunk of shit in a big old stupid dumpster.
I was also trying to figure out, who was this movie for?
Me.
I don't know.
I think
this movie for Dave and no one else.
They sat around in the meeting and they're like, we need to hit our Dave demographic.
Gotta capture that Dave demo.
Yeah.
We need to get exactly one rental off of Amazon.
Yeah, that's all we need. We're going to spend $20 million on this thing just for Dave.
Oh, my God.
What's some trash we can add in here? Let's get Aaron Eckhart.
Throw Aaron Eckhart
in this fucking heap.
Pile it in there.
Act Two-Face. Dave needs you. It's going to be great.
Come on, the core.
Get your ass in there.
Oh.
Give us some of that The Core intensity.
Yeah. Gonna be part of the Eckhart duology. The fucking Core and this.
The police chief was the guy from Breaking Bad, right?
Is he?
I think probably. That, yeah, I think that
checks
was
out.
Him.
Okay. I was trying to place his face. I was like, why do I know your face too? Mm. Are these two actors that have had their faces blown up? Or like really
yes.
Like by
really
Jesus?
No. Because you remember, it's Giancarlo Esposito. Isn't that his name?
I think so. Yeah, he got
he gets blown
Breaking
up
Bad,
in a lab explosion. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Breaking Bad. No, it was in Breaking Bad. He just gets blown up at the nursing home.
Yeah, oh, okay. like Jesus.
And like he
went.
Walks out. He gets half his face blown is gone, up. And then the other yeah. guy also had his half his face look acided.
Mm-hmm.
Acid.
Mm-hmm.
What is that the right word?
Oh yeah, these are guys who both got two faced. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
It took you long enough to get there because you were leaning on your Jesus bit.
I was
fucking
still
trash
of
man.
Jesus. okay, wait. I have a question. Do we remember what side of it the faces were? Like, do they make a whole face?
I don't remember. That
Aaron Eckhart is the left side. I think.
We could look
what
up
was his
the
name?
Shot.
Gus? Was his name
Gus? It was Gus.
I think it was. I want to say it was the right side.
I don't know. I feel like it was his
left
side.
I don't like looking up the makeup for this because it actually, both of their makeups were done really well and it creeps me out. So I don't want to look it
Gus.
Up.
Gus.
I think Gus got the left side of his head blown up.
Death. Breaking Bad. Hold on. I'm looking for a freeze frame. No, it's the right side.
Is it the right? Oh, fuck.
It's the right side.
Together, they are whole face.
They are whole face.
Whole
fuck.
Face.
Yeah. Oh. That's great.
Man.
This is the best news I heard all day.
Mm-hmm. The stars have aligned.
Yeah.
So silly.
It was worth it. It was worth discovering.
You think they talked about that makeup together?
They must have.
Yeah, they're like, so he, like, well, Gus looks like it's been, they both were CGI'd. So they're probably like, what was it? So you enjoyed having half your face blown off? Yeah, it's pretty cool. What about you? Yeah, it was neat.
Yeah, I just wore a big green sock on half of my head.
Yeah, it's fucked up. They act like my face hurt. Oh, man. Two-Face.
Yep.
He's kind of dumber in the Nolan one.
Yeah.
Because, they say something like he refuses all pain meds. And so then he's just walking around, just like, my face hurts. Like, he never complains about it. And that's all I would talk about if I was Two-Face.
If my head looked like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, he gets killed.
I mean, they made a point so that he didn't recognize the Joker in the nurse's outfit.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
I was like,
He's too busy thinking about how his face hurt.
Yeah.
And then later he's like, he gets killed, but it's like, you were going to die either way. Like,
oh, yeah,
you had 24 hours tops. That shit's going to get infected.
Yeah, that's a hideous injury.
Yeah. He gets in a car accident with half his face missing.
He does.
Later. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, he really shouldn't have been walking around. I don't know what we thought he was going to accomplish.
Yeah. His like famous catchphrase should have just been, "Oh God, my face."
Ow! Yeah. can't even flip the coin cuz he's in agony.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Two-Face, you dummy. Is that our thoughts for In the Line of Duty?
Yes.
I think so.
Should we get to our final trailer?
We should.
Togo.
I didn't realize this was Willem Dafoe when they finally showed his face. I was like, what?
Yeah, got some hot Willem Dafoe. There's going to be a competition between movies about grumpy old guys and dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Han Solo's in one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into the Wild. Call of the Wild. Whatever.
I wasn't like, I watching this trailer, I was just like, this seems like a bummer, but also this is fine. It's Disney Plus. And I wasn't actually interested in seeing it until I actually read the YouTube comments, because they talked about how like people just suddenly became historians. They're like, finally, they're making a movie about Togo. Forget what's the other one, Balto,
because
this is part of the same run.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
The bringing the medicine to the kids run. Balto apparently only did the last leg.
So Balto sucks.
Balto got all the credit when this dog, Togo, did the majority of the work.
Fucking
and so they're
Balto.
Like, finally, Togo gets his due. Yeah.
You
and I was just
Balto,
like, oh.
You glory hogging son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently, like, the writers, I forget the names of the writer of Togo and the writer of Balto, like, they had beef because the Balto guy had statues and money and all this stuff. And the other guy's like, my dog was old and
Balto,
did more.
Balto's the Paul Revere of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Balto.
So I'm more down because of that history, a little bit of history that the YouTube comments actually educated me on. I was like, oh, cool.
Balto is the Rudy of this story.
Yeah. I thought the trailer was funny because it keeps going like based on the true thing. And then they're showing like the sled do like a loop-de-loop over an ice
oh, yeah.
Right.
thing. And I'm just like, no, it's not Disney.
The last shot of Togo like pulling the whole crew on that broken piece of ice.
Like 800 like, pounds totally of gear.
Totally true. Yeah.
It's like,
he
no,
lives
no.
for me. Yeah. Nah, he's God still just it. A dog.
Yeah.
He's
he doesn't
dog.
Know why he was running that far.
Yeah, it's still just Willem Dafoe making dogs pull him around. That's all it is. Yep. And I wish Willem Dafoe did that all the time.
Oh. Yeah, that's just how he gets around. Just a sled team of dogs.
Yeah, just a dog chariot.
The dog did look really cute, though. That's a good dog.
Mm-hmm. I do. I prefer... we talked about in the last one, the Call of the Wild. It's a CG dog, like, completely.
Oh, yeah, no, this is much better.
Well, I kind of prefer CG dog.
Really?
Yeah, because I've talked about this many times, is that when you're making a stupid movie... Mm-hmm. And you have to like make a dog play like dress up and pretend with us. It just seems wrong. Like they can't enjoy movies. They don't know what we're doing. They're just like, all right, I guess I'm doing this. I don't know why.
I don't know. A lot of dogs like having jobs, like in the sense of like you give them a task to do and they're like mentally really happy about it.
I guess animals in general. But you're right. Is dogs are the most forgiving of this stuff.
Yeah, you give them a tat. Like, there's dogs that get anxiety, but if you give them a little backpack and make them walk around like they're carrying it, they mm-hmm. calm down and they're like, dope. Mm-hmm. I have a purpose. It's just to walk with this little bag on my back.
Right.
Like, it's... I mean, we fucked up those dogs, but like...
Yeah. We fucked like, up those dogs.
We bred them to carry things, and then we stopped making them carry things, and they're like, I don't know what my purpose is.
Right. I just think, like, being on a set... Sets aren't... Like, sets are stressful. I know they have good, like, procedures for dogs to... They know how to handle them on set. I just think, in general, we just shouldn't... If we have the technology to not have animals and maybe children be involved in our weird bullshit, we should. Like, I don't know. The Call of the Wild kind of sucks because they, like, animate him like he's Scooby-Doo in that trailer. Like
Yeah, that was a weird decision.
Yeah. I kind of want to see an attempt when it's
I haven't
just
seen
like,
Lady and the Tramp, but Lady and the Tramp is mostly CGI dogs is too, it? Isn't it?
Yeah, if we have the technology to do it, it's like, fucking use it for something. Like, don't fucking take Andy Serkis and make him another dude. Like, CG animals. God. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way Andy Serkis doesn't need to crawl into a dog suit.
Exactly.
I see your point.
It just seems more humane because films don't matter. And but you're right. If the dog's having fun, it's like, who are we to deny a dog actor?
Mm-hmm. That's
Lassie
true.
Probably
yeah, as long, yeah
that
I think
show.
As long as the dog's being treated well, they have a little sense of purpose. They're running around like, I don't know. I feel like that's fine.
Yeah. I appreciate like Life treats. Of Pi, they CGI'd a tiger.
Yeah,
it was like,
well,
good.
Yeah.
They still managed to almost drown a tiger, though, mm-hmm. when they made that movie.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. They accomplished both bad CGI of a tiger and it's, putting a tiger
oh,
in danger.
And nearly killing a tiger.
Yeah. Good on
Ooh,
them.
That's real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of a dog on set with treats and they get like pets and they have to run around a whole bunch with other dogs.
That does sound delightful.
Like, it's just like, oh, and they're like snow dogs anyway, so they're just like, hell yeah, it's cold. This is great.
And they get Willem Dafoe to play with.
Yeah.
It's all a dog wants.
I mean, I'm sure there's like four Totos to play the role of Toto, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I do kind of wish Call of the Wild it was grumpy Harrison Ford and a real dog who is like trying to be his friend, but Harrison Ford wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Any more thoughts on Togo?
No, I have exhausted the entirety of my thoughts about Togo.
Yeah, okay. That's about it. Yeah.
I'm never going to see this film.
I'm probably not going to see it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll read about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have Disney Plus. No, it's like Lady and the Tramp, where it's like, when am I ever going to press
play? I'm not
going to
watch it. I will watch the fuck out of the cartoon Lady and the Tramp.
Sure, yeah.
I'll watch that so many times, mm-hmm. but I don't need the live action.
Nope.
That's not what I'm here for.
Let's move on to news stories.
Sure.
DC reportedly is struggling to make Superman relevant.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not... This is a variety story. And it's been like talked about on the internet a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's like one little chunk of this bigger thing. And it's like sources close to this person says that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how true the word relevant is, because relevant seems like the word people are jumping on.
But I could see why, because they're all like trying to be like, how do we make him gritty? And it's just like, don't.
Yeah. Don't make him gritty.
Don't make Superman gritty. Make him a goofball. Make him cheesy as hell. Like, that's Superman. It's great.
But I could see the word relevant, or if they meant to say interesting, or like relevant within the DC plot, because the problem with him is he is boring, right? He's so super. He solves every problem thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just,
I just feel like just make him wholesome. Just make him sweet and wholesome. Yeah. Like, don't. And like he's supposed to be for kids anyway. So just make a wholesome superhero kids movie.
And you give him problems that he can't, you know, his superpowers don't matter.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I liked how they did it in the fucking Bryan Singer one no one watches. They gave Lex
Luthor. Is that the one with he has a kid?
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
That one didn't bother me. I was He was kind of a deadbeat dad in that one.
Mm-hmm. He's super deadbeat dad.
Super deadbeat dad in that one, but it was just like, I kind of get it because you're an alien and that's fucking weird.
Yeah, and the thing is they have to give him, and that one Lex Luthor shanks him with kryptonite, which was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's
But I think in general they have to give him moral dilemmas over physical dilemmas,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to do, you know, save Lois Lane or let the tidal wave kill everybody in this first Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we wrote about this because he goes back in time.
Yeah, he changes the spin of the planet.
Yeah, he goes back in time to save Lois Lane. Doesn't that mean he let the town drown?
I think he just goes back earlier.
Oh, but they never show him save the town.
I mean,
I'm just saying, if you watch that again, it's kind of,
assume that he like just goes back to that one moment, but everything else went the same.
Is there a second? Is it like Back to the Future?
There's like a second Superman that's going out to go save the town. And then this Superman comes back. So there's kind of like a direct line and you don't lose the loop that way.
I could see that.
Because it's not far enough back that you would really affect like everything.
Too much, I guess. Yeah. I'll buy that.
Did we fix this?
I mean, I assume he just went back earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he goes back to the same. You can watch it again with the editing where it's like she dies in the earthquake while he's saving the town from the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't really go back earlier because he goes back and he saves her during the earthquake again. So he couldn't. There's no like earlier to go back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think he like Harry Potter'd it kind of thing, where it's just like he went back and just filled in that time just enough to do the thing to save.
Okay.
And then it keeps going forward.
It's also been a while since I watched it, so.
Yeah.
But more time travel.
Twitter had a good casting suggestion about making Winston Duke play Superman.
Ooh.
And I really like that idea because I think he could pull off Goofy Nerd Man. And like badass like superhero man,
right? Because he has,
yeah.
I'm all for having him just in more things,
and he's like
general.
The right age too. It's like that feels like a Clark Kent age.
Yeah,
yeah, like a guy, like a guy like in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we don't need Superman films though.
I wouldn't mind having something hopeful.
Okay,
just like,
like purely hopeful, wholesome, feel good. Superhero movie.
I don't think
self-contained.
We'll,
it's not part of a grander universe. Just like one little thing.
I don't think we'll ever get that.
No.
I think Marvel's the closest, and Marvel still has to get dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because where else do you go with any of this? It's like you have to get dark so that there's, you know, drama and conflict, and then they overcome it. I don't know. It's hard to have, like... Because that's the thing, Superman Returns, I think of as kind of that.
Yeah.
But it was like no one saw it, you know? It was, everybody was bored of it. I don't know. Next story. New Ghostbusters is titled Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Sure.
Does anybody care? Anybody care about this?
Not really.
No.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I mean, whatever. Fucking.
It's like, okay. Fucking
trailer's coming soon. We'll talk about it then.
It'll probably hit sometime. I think it's supposed to hit probably before this releases, so we may have to. It may be one of those things where it comes out like the day we release this podcast.
Yeah, probably. That's all right. This one is also, I realize, probably not too many opinions on, or not too many diverse opinions on. The Aladdin star, I'm going to butcher the name, Mena Massoud, says he can't get any auditions since doing Aladdin.
Mena Massoud.
Massoud?
That's just a bummer.
Yeah, it is a real bummer, because I liked him.
Yeah, he seems cool. I didn't see his Aladdin movie, but no, he seems like a nice person as a person.
He's a good Aladdin.
The Aladdin movie was delightful.
And he could sing, so it's just like, put him in stuff.
Yeah,
put him
in stuff. He could dance, too. He dances his ass off in that movie.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, if they're just like, what kind of roles?
Yeah. And, like... I can also see this will happen every now and then. I mean, Aladdin wasn't a big...
I mean, it was huge. It made a lot
of
money.
Big, but no one was like, oh my God, that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I know this happens to, I feel like Disney voices, don't they just sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Will Smith was the breakout star of the remake.
Right. I just feel like, I don't know. He was really good, and I hope he gets work, though.
Hey, he's on a Hulu series right now.
Okay. I'd love to see him in another Guy Ritchie film.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah. We'll see Guy Ritchie use him.
I'll say, what's Guy Ritchie doing right now? Is he working on something?
He does have a few coming up.
He's got a couple.
I want to see Aladdin and Jason Statham team up to rob a truck.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Final news story. There's a new Planet of the Apes in the works with the Maze Runner filmmaker. What are you doing? What are you guys doing?
Oh, why? Wasn't like the last ones that came out, like, wasn't like a good like little like trilogy? Yeah. Wasn't it like...
I think this might be a reboot. It must be
a reboot.
I don't. Maybe not. Maybe here's the thing that I'll give the new trilogy a little credit because they didn't do the whole chest in plot. They did like the Planet of the Apes sequels that later came with Caesar and all that. And they're actually the last two are actually decent films. And it's like the Bond films where it's like saw it once, was like that's good, never saw it again. Where do they have to go? Like,
I don't know. I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just those movies made money. So they're like, we got to keep making more.
Yeah. I wish we didn't have to do that. I wish it could just be like, make something else.
It's exhausting. This is why I was saying with Superman is I get what you're saying about there could be another one, but there's certain properties where I'm just like, let's just stop. Can we just stop? Until the next person has a really good idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's that feeling of like, well, we have to make another. So let's commit to that and then let's figure it out. And it's like, you know, just wait until someone comes to you and says, I have a good script for Superman. And then look at it and say, we should make this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And all this news, it's the Ghostbusters sequel. It's the Planet of the Apes. It's just like, we don't need any of this. It's getting in the way.
Yeah, I want something that feels brand new. I'm not going to say brand new because that's impossible. Everything's been done.
Right.
But something fresher.
Yeah.
There's different ways to tell stories and different spins you can put on stories. So,
Planet of the Apes. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch
Maybe
it.
Maybe it's like Planet of the Apes, but for the kids.
Or boars. You have the boars take over.
Yeah. Planet of the Boars.
Oh.
Boars are hot right now.
So obvious. It's right there. Mm-hmm. It's right there, you sons of bitches.
I had a coworker say, he's like, I think you could take a boar. I was like, no, you can't.
No, you really can't.
I was
you
like,
really
no, you can't.
You also, you're not supposed to be aggressive towards them. That'll piss them off more. Also, guns don't work the more we hunt them because the industry, like, they'll like, because there's such an industry around it, they actually flourish when they're hunted in an area. There's no stopping them. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, if you're in the woods and you're facing a boar, you're done. You're done. Like, you can't... all you can do is run and hope.
Yeah, climb a tree.
What about, like, a bow and arrow?
It'll just piss it off, probably. They're finding, like, in Florida, they found a, or not, in Texas, they found a 400-pound one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
my
fucking
God.
Big. No, sorry, that was in Florida. That was in, yeah. They're huge, and they're pissed off, and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming
this
in from,
like,
Canada.
It's like the beginning of Princess Mononoke.
Mm-hmm.
You should, guys should watch that anime if you have not. It's pretty good. It's real dark and weird.
Okay. Okay.
But it starts off with like giant boars.
There's a gigantic, rotting, insane boar.
Yeah, like it's going nuts because it's like this like toxicity has gotten to its brain and it's just like going around attacking people. It's monstrous and
oof. Shit.
But yeah, you should watch it.
All right. I'll watch it.
There's a lot of boars in it.
it's a Miyazaki movie.
Yes. Okay.
That's it for news stories, you guys.
Oh my goodness. Well, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tom.
Dave, there's something I've been meaning to ask you this whole time. And okay. I'm glad we've come to a stopping point where I can ask you, do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
Yeah, I think I do, Tom.
Oh, man. I knew you would.
Yeah, I wanted to start off with a little follow-up to The Nightingale, which we talked about is on streaming. It is the director of The Babadook. I have watched it. So have you, Tom.
I did, yeah.
I always laugh when I hear the word Babadook.
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 I really liked it.
Do you remember when the Babadook briefly became a gay icon on Twitter?
Damn right.
That's always why I chuckle. I'm like, oh man, the Babadook. This is pretty great.
That's the best. I love that meme. Anyway.
I just wanted to say that Nightingale, I thought, was really good, extremely grim. Not for everybody.
It's one of the darkest films I've seen in a long time.
Yes, but it's very good.
It's real good.
I'm not going to see it.
I wouldn't recommend it for you.
If you want to see a handsome boy, Sam Claflin from The Hunger Games, play a real evil piece of shit,
yeah,
watch
I'm
The
okay.
Nightingale.
I'm all right. Yep. That's good. That's fine.
Yeah, there's some cartoonishly evil people in this.
Yeah. But apparently that's all, that's accurate.
Damn.
To how, it's Tasmania, I think is where it
takes
place. Oh,
yeah. No. That's not hard. That's not hard.
Shit like that happened.
Yeah.
On the reg.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to something a little lighter. It's called Dark Encounter.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's coming out January 7th. It doesn't have the greatest reviews. I'm saying that out front. But it's about a family whose, I believe, daughter mysteriously vanished, and a year later they're in their house and they start getting terrorized by strange lights in the sky. It is an alien horror film, you guys.
Yeah,
there's not that many of these, which is why I brought it up, is because I'm sure we've talked about before, like, aliens can be fucking scary.
Of course they can,
right?
Especially, and the reviews are saying you don't really see the aliens. They're more like a mysterious presence.
Oh, so that's even scarier.
Exactly. Because aliens are even scarier when they're like a godlike presence.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. That was one of the things about that surprisingly effective movie, The Fourth Kind, even though it's not the greatest.
But it's a surprisingly effective movie.
Yeah, there's some truly creepy shit in it. And one of the creepiest things is you never see the aliens.
No, you just hear people talk about them.
Yeah.
And they're haunting. And, like, yeah, it's aliens might as well be ghosts or wizards if you do them right, where the idea is their technology is so beyond us. I still remember that terrible movie, The Forgotten, where they just randomly suck people into the sky in that movie.
Oh,
so like McNulty gets sucked into the sky. Like, and they'll just be standing there and they'll just go boom and just fly into the clouds.
Oh my God.
And they're just, it's like the alien version of beaming, but it's no light or anything.
You're
they're
just gone.
Like, you just yanked into the sky.
Oh my God. That's
and it was
terrifying.
Like, yeah, but it was such a good idea. And like Signs is another example where it's like aliens can be
Signs
fucking
creepy. Signs kept it creepy and scary up until you actually saw them at the end.
Right. And then they're silly.
And then you're just like, oh, that's it? Yeah, hit them with the bat. It's fine.
Right. It's just, that's
that's I'll the stand, alien's I'll, weakness, baseball bat.
Right. I'll stand up for that movie for the most part, but it is funny that it just boils down to just Joaquin Phoenix fucking beating the shit out of it with a baseball bat.
What was it?
Bat.
Swing Away?
Yeah,
what
Swing
was
Away.
It?
Swing Away, Meryl.
I'm sure we've mentioned this. M. Night Shyamalan intended them to be demons, is the idea. And so
yeah, we've had this argument.
Okay. Because the idea is they're naked and clawed and they get killed by the water, but it's not supposed to be all water. It's supposed to be holy water.
Oh.
Because he calls his daughter like an angel and they talk about how she has a ritualistic like relationship with the water.
Oh, that would have been way better.
I believe that was the intent. They just didn't make it explicit. So you watch the film and you're like, "Well, that's dumb."
Well, no, the movie is since the movie is about Mel Gibson rediscovering his faith, like getting his faith back. I think that's the subtext.
Yeah, sure. It's the. Yeah.
I don't think that was ever what it was literally supposed to be.
But it's dumb unless it's literal, because the whole thing where it's like,
why would you attack a water planet if your weakness is water?
Yeah, it's like there's a planet that's 80% something that can kill us. Let's go on there naked. Like they don't. It's not
why
just
would,
that they're
why
there.
Why would demons fly invisible spaceships?
I don't know, man. Why wouldn't they? Maybe they're fighting the Jesus with
hell's
this TV
in
show.
Space.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. I think it's maybe splitting the difference or something. Like aliens were always demons, or I don't know, man.
I mean, again, it could make sense. Like you could make it like a historical thing where like back in the day when people were talking about demons, they were actually talking about these aliens.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, and then they came back or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know a good solution to signs, to how to make that
it
subtext
clear. It
did
scare the shit out of me when I saw it in the theater.
Oh,
I was sitting in front of a bunch of kids. And so that birthday party scene was exaggerated because not only were the kids in the movie screaming, but the kids in the row behind me
were screaming.
It's like
a 4D experience.
Yeah.
And it was
an immersive experience.
Yeah. But yeah, this, I don't know. I don't know about this. I want to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. I think it's going on streaming in January. It's low budget. It also has a lot to do with like the family themselves and the drama between them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It seems worth like a $3 rental to find out if this good. If you're really into like the alien horror type of genre, check out this trailer. And yeah, I don't know.
I hope it's better than they're saying.
Yeah, it's not. It's not getting bad reviews. It's getting like middle of the road reviews.
Okay, okay.
Which is like the fourth kind. There's this weird, because all the movies we talked about, Signs is probably the best one when it comes to aliens as scary as like a horror presence. Mm-hmm. It's weird that we haven't like nailed
outside
that.
Of like aliens,
right?
Yeah,
where they're
like
they're like mindless
monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of like super smart aliens. X-Files always kind of did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. It seems like the gray aliens, the
yeah.
Reticulum.
As long as you never see them, they are definitely scarier.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, everybody, check that out. What is this called? Dark Encounter.
Dark Encounter.
Terrible name.
What a lame ass nothing title.
Yeah, that's very generic.
Yeah, it's that's a very blah title.
It sounds like the name of a theme park ride.
Yeah, I mean the biggest movie series of all time is called Star Wars, so fucking whatever. That is the dumbest name.
Yeah, it's more evocative than Dark Encounter.
But it has subtitles. Sure. It has like a thing on it to like,
yeah,
help it.
Star Wars.
to help it along. There you go, little buddy. There you go.
Mm.
All right. Well, that's a sode.
That is a sode. Yeah. Star,
it's a sode.
Thank you so much for being on.
Of course.
Yeah, thanks for doing the show.
Yeah.
I love coming on here. It's fun to talk with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, same.
You got anything you want to plug?
I have a webcomic called Ruby Whipple at rubywhipple.com. Ruby spelled with an I. And you could find me on Twitter at StarlineX and on Instagram as Starline. All pronounced Starlene.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep.
I guess I should plug. We have a Patreon. Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. You know the shit. You know the shit. Go on there.
Yeah, but
check
say
out.
It anyway.
check out. We have exclusive podcasts. Tom and Jeff watch Batman. Fox Mulder is a maniac. They're great shows. There's tiers. There's a tier where you can produce your own. We just watch to make us watch whatever you want. Check it out. It's great.
Yeah, and you can check out our store at tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed. Where you can get t-shirts and mugs and stickers and posters and junk. Yeah, we're always adding new stuff, so check that out.
Yeah.
Yep.
We did it.
Yeah. Oh, should we maybe mention that we added a new tier to the Patreon, Dave?
Oh, yeah. We added a new tier.
Yeah.
What's the tier?
It's you can get a shout out in an episode, next week's episode of Hypecast, for example. We will start shouting out Hypecast producers. You also get free merch. Well, not free, but you get merch with that tier. Hopefully on a regular basis. I believe it's like every 3 months they give you shit.
Yeah.
It's through Patreon. They have a system.
Oh.
So you don't have to rely on us to send you that, which is
right.
Good.
They'll do it for us, because if they relied on us.
No, it wouldn't happen. Yeah. So check that out.
Your shit like 9 months from now. I'd be like, oh yeah, here you go. Here's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. We'll shout you out. We'll scream your name to the heavens on Hypecast. Mm-hmm. And you get
maybe
some cool shit.
Maybe we'll do a fun bit. Who knows?
Yeah. Who can say? We're unpredictable like that.
Yeah, we really are. We're wild cards.
We're fucking wild.
All right, I think that's enough. Let's get out of here. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.